We are joined here in the media center with the Top Fuel number one qualifier, Mike Salinas. His qualifying time from Friday of 3.705 seconds at 328.46 miles per hour stood strong through Saturday's qualifying session. Mike, can you talk about the data that you were able to gather today to help you for tomorrow's four-wide nationals?
Yeah, actually, we were trying to run faster than that. That's why we blew the tires off on the first session today, and we calmed it down on the second session. So we actually got a good plan for tomorrow. So I think we're going to be just fine.
How confident are you with your lights for tomorrow's four rides?
Actually, not bad. We did a couple of adjustments. I have a coach that came in to help me. So we're serious about what we're doing. So what I don't know, I'll find.
With the only three rounds of qualifying, does that help your team mentally, or kind of what's the mindset going into tomorrow?
Well, we know what won't work. We know what won't work, and we know pretty much what lane is not real good over here. We know that number one, two, and three are pretty decent. Number four is not really good.
All right. Any questions from the media? Watching your daughters compete here and experiencing their first four-wide nationals, how does that make you feel as a father?
Jasmine won her first round of racing today, and it was on a hole shot against Darian Carr, so it was actually pretty nice. He was a little excited on the other side that she got beat by a hole shot, so he wasn't really nice about it, but it's kind of, I think he just didn't like that a young female came in and whipped him. So my girls are strong, and I expect them to do real good, and that's what our main plan is, to get them ready, get her ready for Top Fuel, and so she can come and play with these guys.
All right. Thank you, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.